朋友们大家好，欢迎来到今天的可可英语校园英语口语频道，很高兴又与您通过网络见面了。在我们的一生当中，我们总会遇到纠缠不清的人际关系，不甚满意的工作，未通过的考试，或者不曾实现的计划。尝试越多，挫折也就越多，除非什么都不想干，否则难免遭受打击。那么失败了并不可怕，跌倒了我们要马上爬起来，拍拍身上的灰尘，然后问问自己，这次的失败让我学到了什么，我缺少了什么能力，我能向谁来学习，重来一次会有所不同吗？失败后呢，我们最好呢能够认真地思考一下下面这几个问题。那么 Number one, What can I learn from this? 我从失败中学到了什么？ Take responsibility for what went wrong. Okay, so it was not all your fault, but some of it was. Successful people don't make excuse or blame others. They take ownership of the issues. Be critical but constructive. Try to look at the experience objectively. Make a list of the key things that happened. Analyze the list step by step and look for the learning points. 为所犯的错承担责任。的确，失败并非完全是你的错，但你也确实在责难逃吧。成功的人从来不为失败找借口或者抱怨他人，而是坦然地承担责任。所以试着客观看待挫折，列出清单，一步一步认真总结才好。 Number two, What could I have done differently? 如果重来一次，会不会有不同的处理方式？ What other options did you have? What choices did you make? How could you have handled it differently?With the benefit of hindsight, what different steps would you have taken?
当初是否还有其他途径？可否换一种方式来处理？后见之明或许能让你发现，原来还有别的方法来解决问题。
Number three, do I need to acquire or improve some skills?
我的能力是否亟待提高？
Did the problem reveal some lack of skill on your part? How could you learn or improve those skills? Perhaps there are books or courses or people you could turn to. Make a self-development plan to acquire the skills and experiences you need.
挫折是否也代表你能力不足呢？该怎样弥补？或许你可以读书、上课，或者是向他人请教，制定计划，努力提高自己的能力吧。
Number four, Who can I learn from?
我能向谁来学习？
Is there someone to whom you can turn to for advice? Did a boss, colleague, or a friend see what happened? If they are constructive and supportive, then ask them for some feedback and guidance. Most people do not ask for help.Because they believe it to be a sign of weakness rather than strength. It's not. It shows that you are ready to learn and change. Any good friend will be happy to help.
身边有没有可以求助的人？如果上司、同事或朋友能够理解，你可以多征求他们的意见。很多人都觉得求助意味着无能，真是大错特错。你开口求助，表示你渴望学习和改变。朋友当然会很乐意的来帮助你。
Number five, What will I do next?
接下来该怎么办呢？
Now draw up an action plan. Will you try something similar or something different? Revisit your goals and objectives. This reversal has been a setback on your journey, but think of it as a diversion rather than a halt.You can now reset your sights on your destination and apply a new course.
制定行动方案，你想一如既往还是有所不同？好好审视一下自己的目标吧。失败并不意味着你要放弃，或许你只是要换种方式而已。所以你应该重新审视目标，调整实施计划。
The important point.Is to use your setbacks as learning experiences and make them stepping stones to future success. There are always positives you can take from every episode in your life. Asking yourself,
These five questions can help find them. 所以你应该把失败看作汲取教训走向成功的垫脚石。生命中的每段历程都有着积极乐观的一面，多问问自己九个问题，或许你就能茅塞顿开。好了，我们今天的节目呢到此就要结束了，我们下期节目再会，拜拜。